When one is cranky, or when I am cranky, a nap can take me off to a different place. When I'm cranky, a nap can take me off to a different place of relaxation and safety. But now I'm cranky.
Yeah, that's fun. Oh, go ahead.
Because I haven't been sleeping very good lately.
I mean, I avoid naps as much as I can anymore. It's a beautiful day in the gulch. I think there's something kind of like wrong about a grown man taking a nap.
That's your That's like
it seems
your,
like your blood sugar is too low or something. I think I used to take naps a lot when I was like 18, 19. And then also when I used to open up at the coffee shop for my job. And when I was 18 and 19, I think like my diet was out of whack and my blood sugar was too low and I was all depressed and stuff. So I'd like take naps. And looking back, it's, I don't want to do that going forward. I think maybe when I'm like 65, 70, I'll have earned a midday nap again. Until then, I'm just going to like stay alert from 7:45 a.m. until 11:30.
I think that it's kind of messed up that you say that it's perverted for a man to take a nap.
It's not perverted, but it's a little perverse.
Well, I think it's maybe it's sort of your Western mind.
Oh yeah. Yeah, that is my Protestant work ethic coming through.
Protestant work ethic.
I think yeah, maybe if I well, the thing is, I think even if I lived in a siesta type climate, I think I would still be awake. I just like would not work. I rock with that. I rock with that mentality heavy.
Yeah, I'm like
you like read a book.
Yeah.
Like if I lived in a siesta type climate, I would probably just like have a beer at that point in the day.
Have a beer?
Yeah, why not? You're not going to get anything else done anyway.
I like that you like drinking beer.
Thanks.
No, it's like I mean that.
Yeah.
Because you don't drink a lot of beer and get all trashed.
No, I don't.
But you really like drinking beer, and you'll have a nice few beers. Just a couple.
Just like a pint or two. I could go for one right now.
Yeah, me too. I wonder how many beers I drank.
In your life?
Mm-hmm.
Well, when did you start drinking?
When I was like 16.
I mean, when did you start drinking?
When I was like 15.
I mean, when did you start drinking every day?
I don't drink every day.
But when did you start drinking?
I started drinking every day this week.
Let's just do some math. Let's say, okay, between ages 15 through 18, how many times did you drink?
15 to 18?
Yeah.
I don't know. Probably not a ton of times.
Yeah.
Maybe 20 times.
Yeah, and you probably had like 4 to 6 beers each time.
Yeah, probably.
Alright, we'll say 5. Alright, so you had 100 beers.
Whoa.
Back then.
That's kind of a lot.
Yeah. That's not that much, actually. Some guys drink like a case in a weekend, you know? Over 3 years, 100 beers. Talking about 100 beers sounds like a Silver Jews lyric.
Yeah. There's the Century Club. You ever hear of anyone doing that? What was the Century Club? Where you have to drink like 100 beers in like one weekend or something?
Oh, Silver Jews. Yeah, he says, I'm 20. In 27 years, I've drunk 50,000 beers, and they just wash against me like the sea into a pier.
Oh, yeah, I love that line. It's so cool. I was thinking about it the other day. Like, I wanted to rip it off somehow.
Yeah, that sounds like something you could cook up.
Like, yeah, that's a sick line.
He had a bunch of them. You think that National Park ripped us off for real?
What park is that?
Denali. It's in Alaska.
So, for the listener, there's a park called Denali in Alaska, and their social media did a Instagram post.
They've done two.
Two that, like, look like very similar.
Look and read uncannily like the posts that we make for the podcast.
For the Instagram. Yeah, the slides at the beginning. When I kind of was reading some of them, and I was like, dang, the writing is better, too. I was on some of them.
I don't think they ripped us off.
Well, they've been... It
seems inspired by...
I need to apply myself a little harder and actually start writing again.
Walking up the road can be bliss. Walking off the road can be bliss.
Yeah.
When you ask a quick question at the desk, the answer might be a life lesson. Listening in nature could be a creative experience.
I like that.
Every flower blooms in its own time. There is a complex and delicate web at work here, and I'm part of it, too.
Gangsta.
Sometimes the mountain wants to be seen.
Yo. Denali NPNP is 6 million acres of...
bear, moose, wolf, squirrel, lynx, fox, raven, caribou, beaver, vole, golden eagle, doll sheep, wolverine country. This land knows people, and has for a long, long time. I want to protect this place like a moose protects their calf.
Yeah. There's one that was sounded cool, like about ears or something.
Nature doesn't rush, so why should I? Visiting the trails like visiting an old friend. I would never, ever litter, because it could harm a little critter. My ears are mouths chewing on sound.
My ears are mouths chewing on sound.
Yeah.
I was like, man, I like that. What's the next one?
High clouds. Nice day, right?
Oh,
man. That sounds
like
something you'd cook up. Saying hello to people on the trail is kind of fun.
That's
like
a
pre-mouse
tweet.
That also sounds like something you'd say. Hiking is my form of clubbing.
That's kind of like something that...
That's more like a pre-miles tweet.
Yeah, or it's a pre-miles tweet, yeah.
Ranger Bill says there's nowhere you can go in Denali that isn't bear country. I hope the bears enjoy hearing me sing Kelly Clarkson.
Wow. I want to meet the admin that runs that.
Yeah, their media manager.
Yeah. I want to know who runs it. And if they're a gulch head, or if we just are like-minded individuals.
Yeah.
Because like, our style is easy to accidentally rip off because it's just so basic.
Right.
So.
Yeah, but it's like the content, it's the form and the function.
Yeah, it's both.
Curiously similar.
Yeah. Hey man, if a national park,
yeah, that's like the exact park thing, like, that like I want to be inspired by us.
Yeah, me too.
Like, it's not like an app or something that someone's trying to like make money off of. It's,
yeah, exactly. Yeah,
it's the natural world.
It's like if like all the national parks, like, you know, start like supporting us, and then maybe they'll invite us to come visit. I'm just putting it out there, and maybe they'll fly us out.
Yeah, maybe
for us to record.
Yeah, maybe the National Park Service will pay for us to go to every national park.
Yeah.
In America and Samoa, and record a podcast there.
Yeah, in Canada.
It's a different national park system in Canada.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're a different nation, you know, but Samoa is America.
Yeah.
Or, I don't know how to say that.
Puerto Rico.
There might be a national park in Puerto Rico. I'm not sure.
Oh, there's definitely. There's, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
There's jungles. There's like
that doesn't mean it's a national park, though.
Yeah, but you know, there's you can go. There's I went on like a hike on a volcano there, like when I was like 15. And I snuck away. Park. Yeah, I don't know if it's a national park, but I bet it is. And I snuck away and I went swimming naked in a waterfall.
There is one official U.S. national park in Puerto Rico, the San Juan National Historic Site.
What is it called? Oh, it's just the fortress, fort.
Yeah, that's the only. Whoa. Yeah, there's a lot of national parks that are like actually boring and lame.
Yeah, that's not a good national park. That's
did
like
you know the St. Louis history? Arches are a national park? I mean, really? The arches. Yeah,
the arch is. Oh, I think the nootropics are kicking in. No,
I know we're on the same wavelength.
Yeah,
the mushrooms are talking to us.
Yeah. Well,
the mushrooms are talking to each other through us.
That's true. What about the? So what is at the St. Louis Arch besides the arch itself? Like, what's at the base of it?
I think it's just some grass.
So it's like a park. It is like a park you can chill at.
Maybe. We should go sometime.
Dude, a funny thing about, like, St. Louis and sculptures is, remember when we went to that sculpture park?
Yeah, that was fun.
Was that in St. Louis?
Yeah, I believe it was.
There's this giant sculpture park.
That place was really cool. I'm glad we went there.
Was that like a... Is that a national park?
No. Come on. Come on, don't do that.
I want to bicker. I feel grumpy.
We don't cuss or bicker much.
I feel a little grumpy.
How come?
Well, I just haven't been sleeping very much because I've been drinking a lot.
Yeah.
Why? Yummy.
Because you have to network. Because
I've been networking at Secretly Summit.
Yeah. Whatever that is.
Yeah, it's like a label. All these labels come to Bloomington, and then I get to tell them, I have a podcast with Pre-Miles.
Dude, if someone says they like Pre-Miles, but they don't know Beverly Bounce House, they haven't been paying attention.
Yeah. Well, maybe they're just pretending that they don't know who I am.
Yeah.
Because they don't want me to think that I, like, because they could know who I am without thinking I'm cool. But there's, like, an implication that
if you're aware of who someone is. I mean, there's people who I know who they are, but I don't think they're cool.
Yeah, yeah. But I feel like people are afraid of that implication when meeting someone.
Right.
You know what I mean?
What do you mean by cool? Like, I know who, like,
It's like, I can meet someone and be like, oh, yeah, I know who you are, but I'm not a fan of you. You know, but I'm not going to say, I'm not a fan of you. You know what I mean?
Like, but somebody who you would be a fan of them if, like, the stars were aligned? Like I'd some musician? Somebody... There are people who are, like, worthy of public scorn. Like,
Yeah, of course.
David Duke or someone like that, I guess.
Yeah.
You're talking more about, like, let me think.
I'm talking about you're at, like, in
trying to think of something that wouldn't offend anyone.
I'm just talking about, like, oh, you're at, like, an event.
Like, you mean, like, the basis for clap your hands, say yeah.
I would probably say, like, oh, I like your band.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, but I'm saying, like, yeah, like, I'm sure, like, a lot of people are like, oh, I'm a fan of Pre-Miles, but, and that guy's, like, his friend or something, you know. Or it's like, I don't care about the world enough, to delve that far into, to know the side characters.
Oh, nice. Just dropped the WFHB Block Rocker lineup.
What is that?
On Saturday, 8:20. That outdoor concert that we like to go to.
Oh, yeah. Who's going to play it?
The Dynamics, Wife Patrol, Sumatics, The Matriarch, Super Lunar,
Nice.
And Hope Daddy.
Hope Daddy?
Mm-hmm.
The Matriarch. They're good. Dude, I want to see the Sumatics live. I've never seen the Sumatics live.
I know. Apparently they played a show after your show.
Yeah, they played like last weekend.
Yeah. We should go to the WFHB Rock Block
and like, record a show people there.
Yeah, and then release it on WFHB.
Yeah. I want to talk to that guy who always wears a leather jacket.
Is that a WFHB guy?
Yeah.
Remember when you met
him? He said he ran CBGBs.
Oh, yeah. He doesn't always wear a leather jacket. Sometimes he wears a shirt that Shia LaBeouf wore on Even Stevens.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah. That's the exact guy. He has the same Hawaiian shirt as Shia LaBeouf from Even Stevens. Man, I'm thirsty.
Yeah, I am too. I might go inside and see what I can wrestle up for us.
Ooh. I guess, yeah.
I'll be right back.
Should I bring the thing in? Oh.
No, I'll be right back.
I'll just vamp. Ooh, baby. No, well, like, what I was trying to say before is, you know, man, I'm tired. Oh, baby, I'm tired. Let me see. Let me read some facts. Let me just read some facts about some stuff. Google cool facts. A crocodile cannot stick its tongue out. A shrimp's heart is in its head. It's impossible for most people to lick their elbow.
The only thing I could find for us to drink was this chamomile tea that is steeped in warm milk.
Whoa. Nice.
Cheers. Ooh. That's comforting.
I've never steeped the chamomile in milk before. So.
Oh, it's just what it was just lying around inside.
Haven't had warm milk in a long time. I'm always drinking cold brews and stuff.
Right.
It's kind of relaxing. Yeah, so I was looking up cool facts, but I didn't see any really cool ones. It's physically impossible for pigs to look up into the sky.
How was your show the other week?
Huh?
Your show? How was it?
Oh, yeah, it was, it was pretty cool. We had, like, our first show of the... Yeah, we had, like, we were playing with, Inner Peace, and we had, like, just a bunch of kids came out with moshing.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Sorry, what were you saying?
We were playing with Inner Peace, and there was, played with Go 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 and Hellbender. Everybody was moshing, jumping. This kid was bumping the bubble wrap. Yeah.
Wait, what?
He was bumping the bubble wrap behind me. Yo, Miles, wake up. You fell asleep.
Oh, my bad. Yeah. Yeah, that show was good. Yeah. Where did this music come from? Man, what was that?
What the heck is this?
Last night, Alex, last night during that storm, there was like this great big lightning bolt.
Ah.
What shook the whole house? Shook. Fire alarm went off.
Was there really a firestorm?
What?
Was there really a firestorm?
There was not a firestorm. No, there wasn't a firestorm.
What?
Huh?
You said there was a big fire and the house was shaking.
I didn't say that. The last thing we were talking about was your show.
Yeah, that show was awesome. Yeah.
I barely touched my hot milk and chamomile tea. I'm gonna drink some more.
Yummy.
Hold on, I'm gonna go change.
What are you changing into? Something more... your pajamas? Let me see if I can find any more cool and interesting facts. If you sneeze too hard, you could fracture... He's got a pillow. mine is pretty. Clouds look kind of like popcorn. I think I kind of snore. Do I snore?
I didn't notice.
I got punched in the face on Monday.
Are your sinuses congested with blood?
A bunch of blood came out of them.
You've definitely healed a lot.
I feel like maybe my nose is broken.
Look me in the face. I don't think your nose is broken.
Would it hurt if my nose is broken?
Yeah, it'd be all crooked.
I pulled on it to straighten it back out.
That's good.
I like this Betty Boop mug.
Any final thoughts?
Where'd you get that Betty?
Should we just go to sleep? I'm kind of tired.
Yeah.
All right.